Hi, I'm Jackie Roble with the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. During the next 30 minutes, I will be sharing nutrition information from the Nutrition Action Health Letter. Nutrition Action Health Letter is the flagship publication of the Center for Science and the Public Interest. Published 10 times a year, Nutrition Action provides honest, unbiased science-based advice on nutrition and health. It's the world's largest circulation nutrition newsletter, bringing the latest nutrition news and advice to more than 500,000 readers. Nutrition Action is totally free of advertisings, so they're free to blow the whistle on products that aren't what they pretend to be and to applaud the good ones. Please use the information presented in this broadcast in consultation with your personal physician. The following articles are from the March issue of the Nutrition Action Health Letter. Snack Attack, How to Grab a Good One, by Lindsay Moyer. Have we mentioned that nothing beats fresh fruit or vegetables for a healthy snack? But plenty of packaged snacks that promise real veggies offer little of them. And companies are still using fruit, protein, beans, and whole grain claims to catch your eye. Here are 6 snacks that only look healthy, plus 8 that really are. Starch Snacks. Food should be tasty and nutritious, says Real Food from the ground-up sea salt cauliflower stalks, made with real veggies. From cauliflower rice to cauliflower pizza crust, most cauliflied versions of starchy foods do have fewer refined carbs than the originals. But an ounce of cauliflower stalks has about as many calories and carbs as an ounce of Funyuns, which are made from cornmeal. Ditto for fiber and protein. How can that be? The cauliflower stalks have more cassava, a starchy tuber, and oil than cauliflower. They also have more salt than vegetable blend, spinach, broccoli, carrots, tomatoes, beets, and shiitakes. That's real food? Tip, made with often means made with very little. Morning Cookie. Belvita soft-filled, soft-baked biscuits are a tasty, nutritious combination of wholesome baked grains paired with a flavorful filling to provide a delicious morning snack, says the box. Nutritious? Wholesome? The FDA has never defined those claims, so they may mean pretty much whatever the company decides. Yes, each 50-gram cookie has 9 grams whole grain, but the first ingredient is wheat flour, code for white flour. And more sugar than strawberry puree concentrate in the filling means 10 grams of added sugar, a fifth of a day's worth. So much for nutritious. Tip, the perfect morning snack, a piece of fruit. Bacon bar? Unleash your inner animal with a bar designed as nature intended, urges the Bison Uncured Bacon and Cranberry Bar, which is made by Epic, a startup that General Mills bought in 2016. It's 130 calories worth of dried bison, cranberries sweetened with apple juice concentrate, aka added sugar, and bacon that's uncured, that is, except for the nitrates and nitrates in its celery powder and sea salt. It doesn't matter where those nitrates and nitrites come from. It's still a slab of salty processed meat. The bison bar has 320 milligrams of sodium, but others like the uncured bacon, pork, and maple, or venison, sea salt, and pepper, hit roughly 600 to 800 milligrams, a quarter to a third of a day's worth. Tip, try an Epic Performance Bar, RX Bar, or Larabar Protein. All use egg white or pea protein, dried fruit, and nuts. Puff peas. Changing snacking for the better, one chickpea at a time, says Hippies about its vegan Nacho Vibes organic chickpea puffs. Kick back and take it easy, because these are nacho average puffs. The front of the bag features an image of the whole chickpea. On the inside, Hippies blends chickpea flour with nutrient-poor rice flour and tapioca starch, tosses in pea hull fiber, then puffs everything into a Cheetos-like shape. They're sure not your average chickpea. Tip, trying to eat more beans? You're better off with whole legumes than puffed bean plus rice flour that's easy to eat because it dissolves quickly in your mouth. A steady diet of ultra-processed foods that boost your eating speed may lead to weight gain over time. Playing chicken. We ditched the potato and replaced it with real chicken, says Wild Brand about its thin and crispy Himalayan pink salt chicken chips. So the chips are just chicken? Nope. Each 1 ounce serving has enough tapioca flour to add 10 grams of carbs. That's not much less than the same size serving of Lay's potato chips. 15 grams of carb and no more calories. What's more, all that flour crowds out some chicken. A serving of chicken chips has 170 calories and 7 grams of protein. 170 calories worth of real chicken breast has 34 grams of protein. Tip? Looking for more protein? Starch-heavy chips aren't the answer. Off the veggie path. Hungry for a new adventure? Asks Off the Eaten Path Veggie Crisps. Try Veggie Crisps, deliciously different from chips. You'll discover a tasty new take on real veggies. Yet Frito-Lay adds more rice flour and oil than green peas, yellow peas, or black beans. A new take? Hardly. Companies have used a touch of veggies to give their chips a health halo for years. Tip? Want a snack that's more nutrient-dense and less calorie-dense than chips? Pick up a real veggie, not a crisp, stalk, or puff. Now, snacks that are good for you. A cut above, you can't beat sliced raw vegetables. For starters, there's that satisfying crunch. As for calories, crudité like bell pepper strips, baby carrots, mini tomatoes, cauliflower florets, and sliced cucumbers hit the sweet spot, just 20 to 50 per cup. That leaves plenty of room for a few spoonfuls of tzatziki, hummus, etc. Take a dip. Don't get us wrong, we love snacking on raw veggies dipped in classic garlic or red pepper hummus. But if you want to branch out, try tzatziki. The cucumber garlic dill dip is cool, creamy, herby, and made from yogurt. And since it's got roughly half the calories of hummus, you can feel free to double dip. A good bet? Cedar's cucumber garlic dill tzatziki, which has 35 calories in 2 level tablespoons. Kava, Whole Foods, and Trader Joe's tzatzikis are similar. Bonus? A dollop of tzatziki can jazz up lentils, chicken, whitefish, falafel, or brown rice. Going nuts. Nuts pack healthy fats plus nutrients like magnesium, zinc, and vitamin E into one tempting plant-based bite. It's just awfully easy to lose track of how many bites you've taken. Expect about 100 calories in 14 almonds. Solution? Pre-portion your nuts into reusable containers or buy single-serve pouches. Emerald's scrumptious cocoa roast almonds are lightly dusted with cocoa and stevia and have a mere 1 gram of added sugar per pouch. Better beans. The Good Beans sea salt crispy favas and peas beats bean puffs, hands down. They're roasted whole beans and peas, plus oil and salt, not bean flour diluted with refined flours and starches. Other good whole bean snacks, Vienna chickpeas, enlightened broad beans, a.k.a. favas, and David Energy Packed Mix, chickpeas, lentils, pumpkin seeds, and sunflower seeds. Just skip the honey or chocolate chickpeas from Vienna and the Good Bean. Who needs sugar-coated beans? Thin Win. A go to 100% whole grain cracker, Triscuits. They're mostly shredded wheat plus a touch of oil and sea salt. Oil and salt. If only it took more than 6 crackers to snack your way through a 120-calorie serving. Oh, wait, it can! How do 14 Triscuit Thin Crisps sound, or 26 petite Triscuit Minis? The thins are perfect for topping. Try sliced cucumber or tomato atop a schmear of hummus or labneh, tangy yogurt cheese. Can't beat 'em. Fresh veggies have fewer calories per bite than dried, but if you're looking for chips, try Rhythm Organic Sea Salt Beet Chips. They're dried, not fried, so they taste like, well, beets. Each half-ounce bag packs enough sliced beets, the main ingredient, plus salt and a little oil, to deliver a quarter of a day's fiber and about 15% of a day's potassium, all for only 160 calories. Sweet. Skyr Up. Plain Fage Total 0% Milk Fat Greek Yogurt is a creamy, near-perfect snack. Each 6-ounce container has no added sugar and 18 grams of protein for just 90 calories. It's a tangy match for fresh fruits like blueberries or strawberries. Want more sweetness? That's where Icelandic Provisions comes in. Each 5.3-ounce tub of the company's traditional Skyr comes in Nordic flavors like blueberry, bilberry, and strawberry lingonberry, with all the velvety texture and high protein, 15 grams, of Greek yogurt. What's more, none top 6 or 7 grams of added sugar, and 130 to 150 calories. Three other flavored yogurts that also keep the added sugar in check, Siggi's 0% or 2% Icelandic Skyr, and Chobani less sugar Greek yogurt. Oil change. Popcorn has plenty of pluses. It's whole grain and high volume, so you can put away a few cups worth for just 100 to 200 calories. Microwave popcorn's problem? Palm oil. Big brands like Pop Secret use the saturated, fat-rich oil because it stays solid on supermarket shelves. But Quinn microwave popcorn comes with packets of liquid oil and seasoning to toss in after popping. So palm oil is out and healthier. Largely unsaturated sunflower oil is in. Microwave popcorn reimagined. Quinn ain't kidding. Now a recipe from the healthy cook, Sharon Atwood. Tempeh topper. Tempeh is a dense cake made of fermented cooked soybeans. Crumble some, toss in a few punchy ingredients, and crisp it all up in a hot pan. It's so nutty and satisfying, who needs croutons? Kale and tempeh salad. Ingredients: 2 tablespoons extra virgin olive oil, 2 tablespoons grated Parmesan, 1 clove garlic, finely minced, 1/2 teaspoon fresh thyme leaves, 1/8 teaspoon plus 1/4 teaspoon kosher salt, 8-ounce tempeh, crumbled, 2 tablespoons mayonnaise, 1 tablespoon tahini, 1.5 tablespoons fresh lemon juice, 1/2 a teaspoon of Dijon mustard, 4 cups shredded kale or green cabbage, 2 cups cubed butternut squash, freshly ground black pepper to taste. In a large bowl, whisk together the oil, Parmesan, garlic, thyme, and 1/8 teaspoon salt. Toss with the tempeh. Sauté in a large nonstick pan over medium-high heat until golden brown, 3 to 5 minutes. In the same bowl, no need to clean it, whisk together the mayonnaise, tahini, lemon juice, and mustard. Toss well with the kale or cabbage. Add the tempeh, scraping the pan clean with a silicone spatula. Return the pan to the stove. Add the squash and 1/4 cup of water and simmer until tender, adding more water as needed, 5 to 7 minutes. Drain if needed. Add the squash to the salad. Season with the remaining 1/4 teaspoon salt and the pepper. Toss well. Serves too. Next, a memo from Peter G. Lurie, MD, MPH, and President for Center for Science in the Public Interest. Safer farms, safer food. March 25th is the start of National Farm Worker Awareness Week. It's a time to recognize that these essential workers play a critical role in nurturing crops and bringing them safely from field to fork. It's also a time to think about the challenges faced by farmer workers, from poor working conditions to child or forced labor to discrimination and retaliation against those who speak up about problems. Since 2015, Nutrition Action's publisher, the Center for Science and the Public Interest, has been proud to serve on the executive board of the Equitable Food Initiative, or EFI, a program that certifies fruits and vegetables that have been grown on farms that meet high standards for keeping both food and farm workers safe. Most programs that certify food safety on farms rely on third-party audits that can only take a snapshot of conditions on the farm during a brief visit. Here's how EFI is different. Safer food. Farm workers are often the first to spot problems that can make produce unsafe because they're in the fields every day. For example, a worker may see that leftovers from workers' lunches are attracting wild birds that might carry salmonella and other pathogens. Another farm worker may notice that contaminated runoff from a nearby animal farm is flowing into the canals used to irrigate lettuce. Yet another may recognize that break times aren't long enough to eat lunch or visit distant bathrooms, which may force workers to cut corners on hygiene. EFI trains and empowers workers to collaborate to identify problems and suggest solutions that can lead to safer produce. Safer workplaces. EFI goes beyond audits to ensure that the workplace is free from child labor, forced labor, discrimination, and retaliation. For example, EFI has led the way in identifying key warning signs that farms can use to flag human trafficking and other corrupt practices by labor recruiters, because exploited workers are often afraid to speak up. What can you do to help? Buy EFI certified produce. Look for the EFI label, which says responsibly grown, farm worker assured. It shows up on select items at participating Costco and Whole Foods stores. Every purchase of EFI labeled produce generates a bonus paid by the retailer that goes directly to farm workers. More than $8.5 million in farm worker bonuses have been paid to workers in the last 4 years. EFI's goal is to bring together produce, growers, farm workers, food retailers, and consumers to transform agriculture. Together, we can create a farming environment that leads to a safer food supply chain, safer and more dignified workplaces, and healthy, high-quality food for all. So please vote with your wallet whenever you see the EFI label. Multiple Choice: How to Find the Best Multivitamin by Bonnie Liebman. Feed your cells, says Centrum. Designed with your genetics in mind, says Ritual. The perfect women's truth, multi, says Ollie. All clean, all the time, says Sundown. We're so organic, says Vita Fusion. Companies use any pitch that works to sell their multivitamins, but they dodge the $64,000 question. Do you need one? The short answer? We don't know. When it comes to multivitamins, 2012 was a turning point. That's when researchers reported the results of the Physicians Health Study 2, or PHS2, which had randomly assigned 14,641 male doctors aged 50 or older to take a typical multivitamin, Centrum Silver, or a placebo. After an average of about 11 years, men who were randomly assigned to take the daily multivitamin had a significant 8% reduction in total cancer, says Howard Sesso, associate professor of medicine at Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston, and co-author of the study, which was funded largely by the National Institutes of Health, NIH. We were both surprised and intrigued by the finding. The PHS2 stood out because earlier studies were only designed to observe a lower or higher risk of disease in people who chose to take multivitamins on their own. But something else about people who chose to take a multi might explain their risk. The PHS2 results hinted that a multi might help some men in particular. In the 1,312 men who came into the trial with a previous history of any type of cancer, those randomized to the multivitamin had a significant 27% reduction in subsequent cancer risk compared to those taking the placebo, says Sesso. Among men aged 70 and older, those who were randomized to the multi had an 18% lower risk, whether or not they had a history of cancer. We were encouraged by these two findings, but we have to be cautious when we look at smaller groups, notes Sesso. That's because those results could be due to chance. The PHS2 didn't find a lower risk of any one type of cancer, not even the most common type in men, non-aggressive prostate cancer. We're still going through the data to see if there's evidence for aggressive forms of prostate cancer, says Sesso. And the number of cancers other than prostate was small. The PHS2 found no difference in heart attacks, strokes, memory, or other outcomes, with one exception. There was a significant 9% reduction in cataracts in men taking the multivitamin versus the placebo, says Sesso. Put another way, roughly 80 men would have to take the multi for 11 years to prevent one of them from getting a cataract. That's about the same number of men who would have to take the multi for 11 years to prevent one cancer. But Sesso's team is still uncertain about both cataracts and cancer. Because this was the only large-scale trial that had been done on multivitamins, and it was the only one done in middle-aged and older men, we were hesitant to assume that this was a real finding, says Sesso. The stage was set for COSMOS. The ongoing COSMOS, or Cocoa Supplement and Multivitamin Outcome Study, randomly assigned 21,444 women and men to take Centrum Silver or a placebo every day for 4 years. Participants are also taking either a placebo or cocoa extract containing 600 milligrams of cocoa flavanols a day, far more than you can get by eating dark chocolate. The trial, which will look at cancer, heart disease, stroke, memory, and more, is funded by the scientific arm of the candy maker Mars and the NIH. Results are due in 2021. The bottom line? Until then, the COSMOS results, it's hard to know who should take a multi. But some groups, like older people, may have more reason to. As we age, we tend to eat fewer calories, so our intake of vitamins and minerals starts to go down, says Sesso. But they may not drop to levels that would cause a deficiency. And many older people can't absorb the naturally occurring vitamin B12 from foods because they have less stomach acid. Vitamin B12 insufficiency does increase in prevalence in older populations, says Sesso. That's why anyone over 50 should take at least 2.4 micrograms a day from a supplement or fortified food, says the National Academy of Sciences. If you do take a multi, Sesso suggests that you consult your doctor and offers these rules of thumb. Don't get fancy. Stick with the tried and true brands or the major generic brands. Many designer formulations mix in herbals and botanicals, but there's no evidence that they're better. Think twice about gummies. Gummies tend to be more expensive because you need at least two a day. Only consider them if you cannot swallow pills. Gummies are also less complete. Don't fall for pricey, personalized formulas. Some websites ask you a dozen or so health questions and give you personalized recommendations for vitamins, minerals, and herbals, but it is not necessarily based on solid scientific evidence. The best multis? Here's a selection of multivitamins and mineral supplements from some major brands that meet our criteria for best. Premenopausal women, these multis have enough iron and folic acid. Centrum adults, Centrum women, CVS Spectrovite adults, CVS Spectrovite women, CVS Women's Daily, Nature's Bounty Daily Multi, Nature Made Multi Complete Soft Gels, Target Up and Up for women under 50, Walgreens adults, Walgreens women, Walmart Equate Complete Adults, men and postmenopausal women. Centrum Silver Adults 50 Plus, Silver Centrum Men 50 Plus, Centrum Silver Women 50 Plus, CVS One Daily Women's 50 Plus, CVS Spectrovite Adults 50 Plus, CVS Spectrovite Men 50 Plus, Nature Made Men's Multi Soft Gels, One A Day Men's, One A Day Women's 50 Plus, Healthy Advantage, Target Up and Up Adults 50 Plus, Target Up and Up Women's 50 Plus, Walgreens Brand Adults 50 Plus, Men 50 Plus, Women 50 Plus, and Walmart Equate Brands Complete Adults 50 Plus, Complete Men 50 Plus, Complete Women 50 Plus, and Walmart Equate One Daily Women's 50 Plus. High Potency Marketing Ploys. Complete Multivitamin says the VitaFusion Men's Powerful Multi-Gummies label. We found no complete gummies. Some make the claim, though, because the term has never been defined. But gummies are notably short on many nutrients. Among them, iron and iodine. Many premenopausal women get too little of both. Other minerals. Expect little or no copper, magnesium, selenium, or zinc. Vitamins. A and C often fall short. And so often, K is missing. So are B1, B2, and B3, but they're added to most flour, so we get plenty. What's more, some gummies have far higher doses. That's not good, than their labels claim, according to ConsumerLab.com. Other undefined claims to ignore? Active, advanced, beauty, metabolism, and vitality. High potency means higher doses, but not because you need more. The takeaway? Don't assume that any multi is formulated to meet your needs. It's all about marketing. What looks good on the label, what fits, and what's hot. Can't swallow pills? Centrum Adults or Silver Chewables are your best bets. Food Find. Tempting Tempte. Diets that are heavy on plants and skimpy on meat are lighter on the planet. That's why restaurants are scrambling to add plant-based versions of beef, pork, and chicken to their menus. If you're also in more plants mode but are searching for a change of pace, something to jazz up your tofu, beans, and veggie meat rotation at home, say hello to tempeh. Like tofu, tempeh is soy, but tofu, which is softer and milder, starts with soy milk. Tempeh starts with cultured whole-cooked soybeans, and sometimes grains, which bind together and firm up as they ferment. The result is nutty, hearty, and pleasantly chewy. Try crumbling some to make ground meat or croutons. Tempeh tacos or bolognese, anyone? Or cube or slice some into thin strips or triangles, then marinate and sauté until golden brown. The payoff? A 3-ounce serving of Light Life Organic Original Tempeh. It's made with added brown rice, which means a crisper sauté. delivers 18 grams of protein and 6 grams of fiber for just 160 calories. And since we're talking soy, expect a decent dose of magnesium, potassium, B vitamins, iron, and healthy fat. Meet tofu's weird but cool cousin, says Tofurky's website. Welcome to the family. Food fail. Seriously? The snack cake Golden Child is now a cereal, gushes post-hostess Twinkie's cereal. Try a bowl and it's guaranteed to brighten your day one sweet bite at a time. Sweet indeed. Who wouldn't want to start their morning with a bowl full of mostly dextrose, sugar, corn flour, and hydrogenated coconut and palm kernel oils, all gussied up with yellow dye and artificial flavors? And how better to brighten your day than with a cereal that's 40% sugar? Each one-cup serving has 180 calories, 4 teaspoons of added sugar, and 6 grams of saturated fat, nearly a third of a day's worth thanks to the coconut and palm kernel oils. That sure beats the 2 grams of saturated fat you would get in a 130-calorie Twinkie. Lucky for Americans young and old, junk food cereals are a hot new trend. There's also Post-Hostess Honey Bun and Donut Cereal, along with Oreo O's, Sour Patch Kids, and Nutter Butter Cereals. And General Mills is launching Hershey Kisses, Reese's Big Puffs, and Jolly Rancher Cereals. The new Post-Hostess Twinkies Cereal, boasted the company's press release, gives fans another opportunity to satisfy their cravings. And another, and another, and another. Dish of the Month. Spring Salad. Cut up and toss half pound snap peas, 1 cup cucumbers, 1/4 cup radishes, 1/4 cup feta, and a few dill and mint leaves. Dress with 1 tablespoon olive oil, 1 teaspoon red wine vinegar, and a pinch of salt and black pepper. Serves 4. That's all the time we have for Nutrition News. Until next time, I'm Jackie Robel for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This program is readily available as a podcast after the initial broadcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That's 919-832-5138. Thanks again for listening, and on this April Fool's, your health is no joke.